Welcome to Audio Notes. I'm Patrick Castillo, and I have the pleasure of introducing you to this summer's Carte Blanche Concerts, Music at Menlo's signature series of artist-curated recitals. Music at Menlo's 2016 season, Russian Reflections, explores the dialogue between Russia and the West, from which a rich tradition of Russian classical music emerged. Each main stage concert program illuminates that tradition by juxtaposing music by Russian composers with works by their Western counterparts. This summer's Carte Blanche Concert Series complements the season-long exploration of Russian music with four all-Russian recital programs. Pianist Alessio Bax presents the first Carte Blanche Concert, The Russian Piano. Carte Blanche Concert 2, The Russian Violin, features the return of violinist Alexander Sitkovetsky, joined by pianist Wu Qian in her Music at Menlo debut. The third program of the series marks another exciting festival debut, as the Kalidor Quartet presents the Russian String Quartet. And the Carte Blanche series concludes with the Russian Cello, performed by Music at Menlo's artistic directors David Finkel and Wu Han. On July 24th, violinist Alexander Sitkovetsky and pianist Wu Qian present the summer's second Carte Blanche concert, The Russian Violin. The first half of the program juxtaposes contrasting eras in Russian musical history. The program begins with the Violin Sonata in D Major, Opus 84, by César Cui, one of the composers of the group known as the Mighty Handful, or the Five. These composers, active in the mid to late 19th century, strive to create a Russian school of music, consciously distinct from the Western classical tradition. As a stark contrast to this philosophy espoused by the Mighty Handful, the program follows Cui's sonata with the Suite Italienne of Igor Stravinsky, the 20th century composer of notorious brilliance who insatiably assimilated any musical style that suited his sui generis creative voice. And the Suite Italienne is a case in point. The work takes material from Stravinsky's one-act ballet of 1920, Pulcinella, itself based on adaptations of music by, or mistakenly attributed to, the 18th century Italian composer, Pergolesi. The ballet pointed towards a vital chapter of both Stravinsky's career and Western music at large. Pulcinella marks the unofficial start of neoclassicism, an aesthetic prevalent among various early 20th century composers, Stravinsky the most influential among them, characterized by an interest in the musical principles of the classical period. Pulcinella was my discovery of the past, Stravinsky said, the epiphany through which the whole of my late work became possible. It was a backward look, of course, the first of many love affairs in that direction, but it was a look in the mirror, too. The suite, which is frequently played on the cello as well as on the violin, opens with perhaps the ballet's best-known music, the Regal Sinfonia. The Dolorous Serenata follows. The breathless fourth movement is a tarantella. ¶¶ A delectable minuet and finale bring the suite to a pleasing conclusion. The program continues with music by Leonid Desyatnikov. Born in 1955, Desyatnikov ranks among today's preeminent Russian composers of film scores. He's likewise active as a composer of concert music, in which capacity he has been a frequent collaborator of the violinist Gidon Kremer. Desyatnikov composed Wie der alte Leiermann for violin and piano for Kremer in 1997. Kremer commissioned the work for a project called Schubert Today. Desyatnikov obliged with this work based on Der Leiermann, the final lead of Schubert's great song cycle, Winterreise. The composer describes the work, a bit cryptically, as, quote, "not variations, not a fantasia, not a paraphrase. This is a commentary," end quote. The program concludes with Sergei Prokofiev's Violin Sonata No. 1 in F minor, opus 80. Prokofiev composed this towering work between 1938 and 1946. The sonata is rightly regarded as one of the composer's finest accomplishments in any genre. The work unfolds over four movements, beginning with a haunting Andante assai. Prokofiev marks the sonata's angular second movement, Allegro brusco. The sonata offers the listener a modest respite with the gentle, dreamlike Andante third movement. ¶¶ The work concludes with a high-energy allegrissimo finale. Audio Notes is authored and produced by Patrick Castillo and narrated by David Finkel, Patrick Castillo, and Wu Han. Additional mastering is provided by Dahong Situ. Musical excerpts on this disc appear courtesy of the following artists and organizations: Scriabin's Piano Sonata No. 3, Mussorgsky's Hopak, and Rachmaninoff's Kreisler transcriptions, performed by Alessio Bax, and Stravinsky's Petrushka, performed by Alessio Bax and Lucille Chung, appear courtesy of Signum Classics. Stravinsky's Suite Italienne, performed by Mihai Marika and Anne-Marie McDermott, and Rachmaninoff's two movements for string quartet, performed by the Escher Quartet, appear courtesy of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. Desyatnikov's Wie der alte Leiermann, performed by Roman Mintz and Jacob Katznelson, appears courtesy of Quartz Records. Prokofiev's Violin Sonata No. 1, performed by Gidon Kramer and Martha Argerich, and Prokofiev's String Quartet No. 2 and Shostakovich's String Quartet No. 2, performed by the Emerson Quartet, appear courtesy of Deutsche Grammophon. Stravinsky's Three Pieces for String Quartet, performed by the Escher Quartet, appears courtesy of Music at Menlo Live. Shostakovich's Cello Sonata, Lara Auerbach's Cello Sonata, and Rachmaninoff's Cello Sonata are performed by David Finkel and Wu Han. Glazunov's Song of the Minstrel, performed by Jamie Walton and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Ako Kamu, appears courtesy of Hyperion Records. Audio Notes is a copyrighted production of Artist-Led.